Okay, so my job now is to show you how to use the wiki space. And I'll just say a few words. The wiki space is something everyone should learn how to use. It's not an extra thing added onto the program. It's actually essential to the operation of the program. So I hate to overload you on your first day with all these things you have to remember and learn, but it really pays off if you learn to use this, because we actually use the wiki space instead of sending out lots of emails. We have this central location for information. And if you don't learn to use it, then you're missing out. And you might miss out on social activities and miss out on talks and so on and so forth. So I know when I first came here some years ago, and when they had the wiki up, let's say, when they first started using these wiki spaces. The wiki space, by the way, was something designed for elementary school kids to use and for their teachers to communicate with them. So I think we can all master it, right? It's not going to be so difficult. Anyway, when I first came here, I thought, oh, nah, another thing I have to learn, another piece of software, another password, but actually is worth it. So this is the KITP's main web page. There's actually a link. You can see the little icon here. That's actually a link. If you click on it, it goes to your program's homepage. We're still not at the wiki space yet. This is all living at the KITP. You'll see at the bottom right of the homepage, there is a link called WikiSpace. So if you click on that, that takes you out of the KITP system and to the WikiSpace. Now, if you want to go there directly, it's very simple. You type superbugs in your URL. Let's see, superbugs14.wikispaces. with a plural s there, .com. Right. So you can go directly to this home page for the wiki space. Now, on the first page, there's not so much written there. Ah, there's Richard's tweets. He embedded them somehow. That's very clever.
That's an amazing will.
There's not a huge amount of information typed there. You'll see this kind of CSI type graphic, which looks very impressive. But on the left, let's see if I can show it. There we go. Can people read? Oh, it's kind of small.
Why don't you do Apple Plus right there?
There we go. There's a set of links on the left there. Now the top set of links are things internal to the wiki space. As are the next set. The bottom set of links there on the left take you back to the KITP web pages. And I'm just going to show you some highlights here. There's a lot of information hidden here. So first of all, maybe the most useful one off the top. Oh, and let me say a word about logging into this thing. I'm not signed in. I can get a lot of information from the WikiSpace without even signing in. But once you sign in, you get the full functionality. You can edit, and you can contribute information. So you should all have an invitation to join. And if you don't, you can contact me at huber@kitp.ucsb.edu, and I will send you an invitation. But you choose a username, like I did, and a password, and then you log in. I don't know how to type. Try it again. All right, now I'm signed in, and what you'll see is a slight difference here. You'll see my username, a list of all the wikis. I'm a member of a lot of wikis there. You'll also see this bar, this menu bar here, which begins with edit, and it has that dot, dot, dot indicates other links. For instance, you can, every time the wiki page is updated, you can get a notice. But I don't tend to do that myself. The edit here is very useful. That allows you to edit most of the pages. Very few pages are restricted. The talks and discussion page is one that's restricted to the organizers. But Let me show you that page. So that's over here on the left, talks and discussions. This page is very useful. It has the most up-to-date information about the schedule and the program, week by week. So you can see what the coordinators are actually up to and how far they've gotten in thinking about the future of the program also. But you can see the week. This is week one, and so on. You'll see the first week. And then by the end of this week, week two will be completed, and so on. In fact, this is so essential that the KITP goes to this site and downloads all this information to put it on the KITP's website. So absolutely the most up-to-date information will appear here. I think this was already mentioned, but these codes here, AUD means auditorium, SSR means small seminar room, which is just across the courtyard here, and across that common room. I don't see, main seminar room would be MSR and so on. Okay, other pages here that are useful. Someone mentioned everyone should fill out a research profile and look at these great people who've already done it. I'm not one of them, unfortunately. but I'm going to show you now. I'm going to correct that. I'm going to edit and show you how easy it is. So I'm going to find a place. I'll put myself, I don't know.
Alphabetical.
Oh, is it alphabetical?
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
That's why the sample size is ZDY.
Okay. So you'll see in the top there's a request there. Please use heading 3. Heading 3 is a kind of bold. I'm going to use that for my name. Excellent. Now, jumps back to normal. That's a simplifying feature. I am a biophysicist and a deputy director at the KITP. Okay. I like cheese. All right. That could be my profile. I don't know. Let's see. I like cheese and yeast, something like that. Esponde. To differentiate. Okay, so now let's say I wanted to make that italic, so I just select here. Let's see if I can do that. There we go. I go up here, I click on italics. It's just like Microsoft Word, it's even simpler in some ways. I'll show you. Oops. There we go. I'll show you that it's simpler because when I want to save it, I just go click on save at the top there. It saves it and it kicks me out of the editor. So that's not a mistake, that's a simplifying feature. If I want to edit again, I have to go back to edit here, click it again. Every time I save, it kicks me out. All right.
And one doesn't need to use this click thing, you can also just edit the wiki syntax.
Okay.
So where the save button is, it actually is some kind of a pull down and there's wiki text editor.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so now I'm showing you how to edit. It's equally easy to create a link. Again, you go to the editor. You select some text. I'll just pretend, that's too much. I'll just pretend I'm gonna make a link here. And then I go to this button called Link, and it gives me some options. I could link to a file. I could link to a URL. I could link to an email address, okay? And just fill out that info. And then you save like normal. Okay, very simple, very easy to use. Shouldn't be any questions about that. Let me kick myself out of the editor. Okay. Other useful information here. We did research for social activities. I see it's already been filled in. There's a dinner planned. I don't know if this is accurate, but let's assume it is. For 7:30 Thursday evening. Someone edited this, probably Richard edited it.
Yeah, I did it at some point, but it's up for discussion.
So if let's assume this is happening. If you can go, you need a ride, you want a ride, you would go to edit, you would add your name to this list indicating if you have a ride, how many people you can take, so on and so forth.
Actually not accurate.
Okay. keep your eye on this page. See, this is why it's useful to come back to this page every day to take a look at what's going on. If you want to have a hike or something, you could create a new heading here, hikes on Sunday, let's say, and you put that information there. Useful information. I want to go to this final link in this set. This is a calendar that takes us back to the KITP that will have all of the information for all of the programs organized by day or week. Regular KITP events, these are invariant, doesn't matter what week. Acknowledging the KITP, this is something, if you do significant work here, we'd like you to do that. The NSF grant number is listed there. You can put that in your own wording, but this is an example of how we like it. That's the correct number because we renewed our grant in 2011, okay? You may also wish to put the KITP as a byline. Some people like to do that too, put their home institution and the KITP as a second institution, for instance. Maps, Cone Hall. This doesn't link directly to the map, but I think you have to go down a little bit here. Well, emergency map, let's do that. This shows the first floor and the second floor. You can see its topology is not that confusing, despite what people were saying. We're right here in the auditorium on the first floor. This is the main seminar room. This is the small seminar room. This is called the tower. What is it called? Is it there? No, that's the director's office. Sorry, I'm on the wrong floor. Ocean Tower. Okay, the director's office, Lars Bilston's office is there. Above it is the tower room. People call that the fishbowl often. On the first floor, there's a semicircular room here called the founder's room. You might hear these terms bandied around. I should probably point out the red marks here are the fire extinguishers. The black circles are where the fire alarms are located. I was asked to read some emergency information. Just warning you, I should tell you that if there's an emergency and you should dial 911, the way to do that is you dial 9, then 911. There's a fire alarm or any other emergency where you should exit the building. You should go out here. There's a green lawn in front of Harold Frank Hall. That's the emergency meeting point. However, if there's an earthquake, they ask you, stay in the building, sit or stand against an inside wall, take cover under a desk or table. However, stay away from all glass, such as windows and mirrors. You have to satisfy all these requirements, I guess. When the earthquake stops, leave the building or remain outside and keep away from all buildings and power lines. Okay. If you would like an escort from the campus safety office, that's extension 2000. So 893-2000.
This applies to earthquakes or?
No. No, I agree there's some ambiguity use these rules. Okay, one last thing. First aid supplies. There is a cabinet in the kitchen on the first floor that's marked with a Red Cross symbol that has some first aid supplies. There's more extensive supplies in our business officer's office, which is at the end of the 1500 hallway. His name is Ned Nash. And there's a second set of supplies in the housing coordinator's office on the first floor. That's Monica Curry's office. There's also an automatic defibrillator located outside of the small seminar room on the first floor. It's in a very obvious box mounted on the wall just outside of the small seminar room. It says, if you don't know how to use it, instructions are in the box. Hopefully you can read quickly. All right, so that's a new thing I've done. I've never done that before. I thank you for your patience here. All right, okay. Everyone should have had an information packet of some sort, like a brochure here, but there is computing link on this useful information page as well. This is the one of the useful information pages. The campus, I assume you've all looked at a map. That is not where we are. We are over here at the at Cone Hall. Isla Vista is over here. This map, the second map here, is a view of your environment. The campus is here. Isla Vista is here. The west part of the campus is located over there. Goleta, Old Town Goleta, is spread out along Hollister Avenue. Where does it start? Basically, at Fairview goes east. This is Old Town Goleta here, and this is the airport, just so you have your bearings. All right. I want to go back. I said at the beginning, this set of links is internal to the wiki space. This takes you back to the KITP. There's useful information here. You should have had your picture taken. There are some people who haven't done that yet. So please stop by the front office and have your picture taken so it can go up on this.
Which front office?
Page? The one that's facing, that's up near the courtyard here. As soon as you come in that entrance, on the right, that's the front office of the KITP. Claudia will help you there. Participant list. This is a useful list for some people. It looks alphabetical, but in fact, you can sort it by clicking on arrive by people's arrival dates in the program. And then I guess it's alphabetical within that, I guess.
No, I think it's first sorted by departure then. And then within each group.
That. Well, you can sort by departure. That's a separate sorting. But I see. You're saying the secondary sort is departure. Okay. That's useful if you want to find out who's coming and when they're leaving also.
And if you want to grab somebody, how early you have to do this before that person disappears.
There will be more links here, I think, involving the summer course. There's already one here that takes you to the homepage for the summer course. All the talks, other than those that people have asked not to be recorded, are recorded. In fact, in a self-referential nod, here's our present presentation, which some part of it will be up on the web soon. That's the only thing so far, but that will be filled out with all the talks. If you don't want your talk recorded for whatever reason if you don't want it placed online at this time, we can record it and embargo it so it can go up later. Let's say there's something that you want to present that's not published yet. You can let us know after it's published, and we can activate the link to your talk. Yes?
I would actually like to interject, Greg is already giving you kind of an easy out. But I would really like to encourage you to actually have your talk published or posted here, because so historically it has been very, very useful to have a sort of recorded archive of what's happening in workshops. I heard it from other people, but for myself, I find it happening again and again and again. So during this workshop, there are all these things, wonderful talks, interesting ideas. And then, 3 weeks later, I'm trying to remember, what was it, this person said something very, very interesting, but I can't quite find it in my notes. I can't quite remember it. And then, I go to this website, and sometimes I find it, and I listen to it, and I learn, and I refer to it in my next publication, and then sometimes I don't, and that's not as good. So, but literally, this website is actually used, and the statistics is actually sort of staggering, and there are a million visits to this website. Yes. So you would have thought, and who the hell is visiting? It's totally. But really, and you know, there is this, I think, popular myth that you know, Nature will you know, not publish my paper if it is posted somewhere. That's not even true, right? So they don't want you to post their edited version because it's very, very valuable after the editors contribute. Anyway, so I'd really like to encourage you to share the goods with
the community. Yeah, it's particularly useful for people coming in later in the program, so they can, before they come, you know, get to know a little bit what's going on. And in addition to having it recorded and videoed, giving the slides in some suitable format to KAB staff is also a good thing, so that you don't have to go through some flash video to find a particular illustration, but you can just flip through the slides and get a much better quality image.
Yeah, so I'll just second what Boris and Richard said. The default here is we record everything. If you don't want to record it, you should have a good reason, because you may be harassed by people, hey, why didn't you put your talk up? And you'll have to answer all those emails from me, and like, you know, we can do this and that, and then, you know, yeah, just have it recorded. It's much easier. So,
can you leave out the comments?
Well, you can.
I could say something. Okay, I want to finish up, but reference material, I skipped this page just so I could get to the most essentials, but this is actually a great page, and I already edited a little bit to indicate that Richard put up a number of things already here, reference and some suggestions about, well, there's books that are sitting in his office, he wants you to come and bother him and borrow them. suggestions on how to learn coding and so on. This is a great page for a variety of different information, and even though this isn't filled out extensively yet, let me show you Cancer12's reference material page, which has a variety of different formats, just to show you what's possible. So Arnold Levine, he's maybe not as, internet savvy as some of people in this audience maybe, but he put all his references that he mentioned in his talk, just type them out like that, it's in traditional format. That's fine. look, he actually linked a file, a PDF file, to those references. That's useful. And Joel Smith actually, again, put files of the papers he discussed in his talk there. That's another thing you can do. And then Vasquez actually linked this paper by Otto Warburg on the Warburg, what we call the Warburg effect now. So, you know, you can do links, you can link your paper, your PDF file, you can just type in the reference. It's very useful. So if you give a talk here, or if there's something, you have some notes, look, here's Guillaume Bonneau actually put his note, I think Guillaume's notes on 1 and 2. He took notes on these review papers by Hannanen and Weinberg. And he put his notes there. His notes are very interesting, actually. I looked at them. So this is a great page if you take advantage of it. And it's like this entire wiki space. It's yours. We've set it up, but we let the program do with it what they will. This is a very versatile tool, and you should use it to advance the aims of your program. Because the whole idea here is to make to learn things and make scientific advances. And I think this tool will help you do that. So that's the end of the formal presentation. I went a little long, but if you have any questions, I'm in the 1500 hallway down here. Just come by and I can give you a refresher on this. All right. Questions? Richard? Take it away.
I have one question. Can participants create pages themselves?
Absolutely. It's no more advanced than anything I showed you, but at that top set of links on the left, there's a big plus button. You click on that, and it gives you the ability to create a new page. Yeah, so you can do that.